Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 10 to 6, Wednesday morning. As I got up, I don't know. Oh, you know what was weird this morning? I got up because my alarm actually went off. Usually I'm up.
Oh, are you tired?
30 minutes before. I see the time and go, there's no point in staying in this bed. I'm getting out. I just don't. Do you? You do lay there.
I lay there because I pick up my phone and I start reading stories. I go through, you know what we do. Go through all the stuff, but I do it in bed. I know you go to your kitchen.
I get right up. I'm
and
over
then,
it.
You know, I play with the dog. John comes in the room.
My chick is one of those people who goes, she'll be in bed and she'll go, okay, I'm not going to wash my hair. And then 10 minutes later, she'll go, I'm not wearing makeup today. And then 10 minutes later, she's like,
I'm wearing my sweats.
She starts cutting crap out of the day in order to stay in bed longer.
I've done that.
I've never thought like that.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Or I definitely in bed start planning what I'm going to wear also.
You do?
Well, I'm looking at stories and looking at stuff. I'm also planning what I'm going to be wearing and where is that in the drawer? Is that in the laundry area? Is that on the, where is that one shirt I want to wear? Yeah, and I told you I'd look at Pinterest to go, you know, get ideas on what to casual work clothes to wear. It helps a lot.
I want to make fun of Pinterest because it's to me it seems girly, which is a lame thing to say, today. But then, you know.
You just don't have appreciation.
I rocked Ariana Grande on my way in full blast. So
that's not girly at all.
What's more girly than that?
Well, she's good.
She is good.
You like her?
I do.
Who's okay?
She's got pipes.
Who's better, Beyonce or Ariana Grande?
Well, you can't. Those are two different echelons.
Just answer the question.
If it's simple as that, I'd say Beyonce right now at this moment. I mean, Ariana Grande.
Hold on,
I'm
gonna pull up problem right over here.
On computer.
Let's see how this goes.
Let me get over there.
Look at him. He doesn't even have his headphones on. Let's see what he could do.
Is Ari on the folder?
Turn
your mic on.
Is this not on?
Here it is.
I'm gonna, you know what? Let's switch sides. I'll work that side today.
Oh, that's even scarier.
No, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I don't.
Let me get my notes. You got, put on Ariana. Put on problem. I got this.
All right. No.
You take the poison oak headphones with you.
No. These are
guest headphones.
Are you sure?
Those are guest headphones.
All right. I don't trust them.
Don't throw them. Why do you do that?
I'm not. I can't hear you. Are you yelling at me?
Yes, I am. Don't throw stuff around, Vinny. We have to pay for that. Not you. The rest of us have to pay for it.
What are you talking about?
The headphones that we pay for. Don't throw them on the ground like that. Super disrespectful.
You paid for those headphones?
I, along with Sarah, paid for those headphones. We paid for all the headphones except for yours that you paid.
Well, what about the ones I've donated to the cause?
Yeah, those are in the drawer.
Right.
Well, the ones you just threw, I'll get your headphones so you can throw those around.
All right.
Jesus. Well, the way you throw stuff.
Can you play Ariana, please?
I sure can. Give me 2 seconds. I just got to settle in real quick.
Take it easy, Ma. Jesus. The point I was getting to was I pick up my phone and, oh, there you go.
Were you playing this?
No. Where's my volume? Oh, right here. No. Turn that up.
I want to film you behind the board. It's funny to see you there.
Uh-oh.
I got one less problem without you.
You know the words, Vin?
I want to be this guy right here. The whisper guy. I got one less problem without you. What? I know how to do this, Bryn.
Come on, Vinny.
Actually, the whisper guy and the rapper chick are all pretty good in this, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Who are they?
Well, that's Iggy, who's...
Iggy Azalea?
I don't know who the Whisper guy is.
Isn't she over? She's over, right?
I haven't heard of her, heard from her for, in a long time.
Well, anyway.
And then who's the dude?
I don't know.
It's just a whisper guy.
You can't really tell. It could be a girl. Who knows?
Wait, what does he say?
I got one last problem with that.
Is that what he says?
I think that's what he says.
I already forgot. Clearly, I can't be that part.
So,
anyway, I pick
to...
up my phone, uh-huh. and there's the note from Sarah that says, I guess at 1:30 in the morning, she realized she can't come in today, everybody.
Yeah.
So, it's us again. Without her.
Sorry about that.
But... I've got whom, and this is what this is my big plan.
Uh-oh.
I came up with it.
Uh-oh.
How long ago did I tell you that? 10 minutes?
Well, I was going to say 20, but yeah.
20, okay. Right. 20 minutes ago, it occurred to me when we peak for the week, it's when Hooman does the movie review. So just have one ready. And if we start lagging at right now.
Well, I just want you to know, I have a movie review partner this week. It's Leah Maklum. And he doesn't know to come in today.
Oh, I thought you said Leah. Liam?
Yeah, Liam Maklum.
Well, look, you could... come on, you've been peaking for how many years?
18 years.
18 years.
Just have one ready. You can even do an old one. It doesn't matter. You know what?
I have one that I was going to just do by myself, which if you really... It's short, though. It's very short.
Can you pull out, you know how we sometimes have to do best of in order to make it sound like we're here?
Yeah.
Can you pull out like some best of all time movie review and do that?
It's tough when I don't have people to bounce off of.
What are you talking about? You're a star, kid.
Three other people to bounce off.
We're all here. I'm not. I always turn that part of the show
That's
off.
That's true. Maybe you got me in place.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, 2 out of 3... don't really go to the movies.
That's not true.
You're the one that does go to the movies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're the only one that does.
I thought I was in the two. I wasn't sure who.
You don't ever go to the movies, Yuzette, ever?
Not too often. The last time I went to the movies is with you guys. What did we see?
Ready Player One.
It was terrible.
She already blocked it out.
Vinny, I mean, I could say this now. 10 minutes into that movie, I thought I was... just gonna. I looked everywhere. I looked around to see if I could leave, and I realized it was
dark. To see if you could leave.
Yeah,
in 10
I wanted
minutes.
To leave so bad.
She looked around. And she goes, "Oh man, I can't leave.
I can't leave because I couldn't see.
I can't see that aisle."
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh no.
All right. Good job.
She's learning.
It's all right, everyone. Don't worry.
He's got this.
You know, I really hate the trackball on this thing. It's so squirrely.
It's really not a preference of ours.
I wish it had a little resistance.
I think the resistance. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's too zingy.
Yeah. I would just like a normal mouse.
Uh-huh, exactly.
But I think the engineers want us to have, like, you know, have it to be very different. That way you don't accidentally just grab a mouse thinking it's from another computer.
Oops.
Then you trigger something off.
Right.
Like I just did?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how to get back to that. So No. It's all right. We're good. I got this first button to get us. So have a movie review ready, Hooman. So listen. The lice thing.
Oh, man.
I got home yesterday because my kid was told that she's been exposed to lice. And then she got home and the missus was flipping out. And I guess this is normal. People wrote in. And I immediately think, because I don't have hair, so I'm like, I guess I'm cool. But of course, in the back of my head, I'm like, can you get that in your crotch?
Probably.
Probably, right? Let's look it up.
There's hair there. Well, there for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not laying on pillows with my man area, but that was the only thing I could think is maybe that could affect me that way.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they have stores now, which was news to me yesterday. There's places you go, they're open round the clock, where you can get checked for lice.
That's a trip.
So, I did some research. There's something called pubic lice.
There is.
That's crabs.
Yeah, is that crabs?
Well, I guess
is that
so.
More VD related?
Yeah, I guess they are crabs, but they get attracted to anything that's coarse, like coarse body hair. So it goes to your legs, armpits, mustache, beard, eyebrows, and eyelashes.
So that's not the same as the one that's running around on the kids?
I guess not.
All right, show them what crabs look like when they magnify them like 1,000%.
I was told to look for little sesame seed-sized items.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
So sorry. I normally have lots of space to squeeze that air out.
Very interesting.
Did you show it to him?
Let me see that.
That's what crabs look like.
Whoa. Did you say aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do look like aliens.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Speaking of, I'm totally pushing for the name Ripley on the kid.
Good. What are you saying to her?
You know, hey, let me ask you this. So I thought it, because remember I was trying to push for the name C, like S-E-A, C, like for ocean.
It's nice.
So I was like, what about Ripley C? And then I went, wait a minute, that sounds like the C's Ripley. That doesn't really, that's not good, is it?
Ripley C.
That's kind of pretty.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it either.
Like Ripley C. Hassan?
Yeah.
Ripley C. Hassan.
It's pretty good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. I still got to get it past. I mean, I don't know.
Is she...
Why isn't she playing ball?
Yeah, she owes you.
She does owe me. I swear. I was like, we're
you're
not
able
doing
to
kids.
Plant your seed on the first time every time.
Yeah.
It didn't go like that.
That's incredible.
It didn't quite go like that.
Can I ask a super inappropriate question off the record?
Well,
even though we're
do you mean
the
off the air?
No, I mean off the record.
Okay, off the record. Go ahead.
Is your brother... jealous at all that you're able to do two back-to-back
we
like
haven't
this.
Talked about that.
That sounds kind of messed that, up.
But because it was really hard for them.
Yeah.
They were, and I don't know who it was. For a minute, he thought it was him, and then he went and got checked, and then he was like, it's not me. And it was a whole thing, which I probably shouldn't have just said all that on the air, but people have, they struggle with this.
Yeah.
So
what has he said to you? Did
nothing.
He congratulate you?
Yeah. I mean,
sort
of. We don't hang like you would expect because he's busy and his hours are different than mine.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to, like, I'll text him and be all, hi.
And then?
And then the end. Like, I don't have, I don't know. Do you call people regularly?
I do all the time. Yeah.
And be like, hey.
Guess what? My coworker got his... girlfriend pregnant again.
You do? You just call people and talk to them all the time. You call Chris and you're like, hi.
Chris is different because he's invested in 70 companies.
70?
Yeah, so he's busy all the time. I did see him for Avengers. That was the last time I saw him. We text.
Does he have a personal secretary?
He does, two.
Two of
or
them?
Three, I think, yeah. I only deal with one, but he's got a couple.
You have to check with his personal secretary before so you don't call him.
No, I do call him, but I can tell when he's on the fence to something I invite him to, and then he'll be like, check with Grant. And I'll be like,
all
right.
Does that mean a no?
That means, like, I'm 50% chance, 49% chance I'm going to say yes. 51% chance I'm going
to
say
yes. So he's got a dude personal secretary.
Yeah.
That's probably smart.
But
are both of them dudes?
I don't, I know he's got, I think he's got one in New York, but I've never dealt with that one because I think that's the East Coast.
So that he makes the girl be on the East Coast so that there's no.
Hanky,
no, the dude is in Sacramento. He's not even local either.
He's not here either?
No.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, he just, his life is insane. I don't know how he.
So you have to call Grant and say, hey, Grant, I wanted to talk to Chris about my day.
Yeah, everyone. No, not about my day, but hey, I want to know if Chris wants to go to a movie premiere. Yeah, I don't ever burden Chris with anything going
on. You're never going to just talk to him about the bath you took last night?
No, or, you know, women advice or any of that stuff. You know, I will invite him to church every once in a while. He has yet to accept that, so.
You do invite him?
Yeah.
Does he say, I can't make it this time, but maybe next time? Or is he like,
he's going to come once in 2018.
Catch a clue, would you?
Yeah, I've been asking him for 3 years. He said he's going to finally come in 2018.
It seems uncool to invite people to church. Here's why. Because now you're making them sin.
I'm not.
Don't you think?
No, you have to.
By saying no, he's sinning.
You know what I realized about
church?
Because
he's going, I can't make it. And the truth is, he can totally make it. He just doesn't want to make it.
Listen, you might have a point here, but I'll say this about church. Often when you invite people, the worst they're going to say is, no, listen, I can't make it. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. But then you follow up and you say, how about in the future? They'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll come in the future. And I think ultimately, like, people appreciate being invited. I do. I don't pressure them. If someone says, no, I'm not into it at all, I'll be like, all right, don't worry about it. I'll never bother you again about
So here's the question I want you to call Grant and have Grant relay the this question to Chris Kelly.
Yeah.
Does it totally bum you out when I invite you to church? And see what he says.
He doesn't. It doesn't. We had like a 2-hour lunch the other day, so it was fine.
Oh, you and Chris did?
Yeah.
Wow, 2 hours. For a guy with 70 businesses.
Yeah, we'd seen Avengers, and then he looked at some real estate in the financial district, and then we went to lunch.
He did?
Yeah.
And did you have an opinion on it? Or?
Well, when things aren't built out, I can't imagine what they're going to look like. I remember when Lewis took me to this building back in 2000.
Lewis Kaplan, former PD of this guy who started Alice.
Yeah, the guy who started Alice. He brought me here, and it was all pillars on this floor. There wasn't anything built. And he goes, what do you think? And I'm like, looks great, Lewis. This looks incredible.
I don't catch your vision, but all right.
And then Chris took me to a place that was completely bare as well. And I just didn't have the bathroom was there. That looked great. But that was it. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Well, how was the location? It was great, right? Location
Okay. I mean,
that's all that matters.
It's basically
in the financial.
The guy can make
anything
look amazing.
It's basically at Pine in California. Yeah,
as bad as it gets here in San Francisco with the homeless and the drug problem and the crime, there are still spots you can go where you're like, it's wonderful here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right up those streets up there. Yeah. What is that? Like the Knob Hollow.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're talking Russian Hill.
Pacific Heights. All that stuff. Yeah. You drive through there, heading to the beach.
Yeah, Marina's good. I don't know how.
It's like another place.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how Millbrae and Redwood Shores are, but San
Redwood
Francisco
Shores is amazing.
Okay, good.
I love it there.
All right, so I'm gonna hit some buttons. We'll be back with celebrity trash. We have a ton of stuff to give away today. From what I see in front of me, we've got the Fleetwood Mac tickets again. Those are coming up. We've got Justin Timberlake. Clusterfest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kid Rock is your qualifying prize this time for Cabo as well. So hang.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.